Hey, this is Leo Cologne.
And this is Rebecca Cologne.
This is a Parents Initiative podcast, and we want to thank you for joining us.
We hope that this could be used as a tool that will create an awareness in you as parents to take the initiative in becoming and being the parents that God has called you to be.
For us, it's not about being the perfect parent, but it's about each day making progress, each day moving forward and becoming a better version of yourself.
So you can give others the best version of you as a spouse, parent, family member, and friend.
Welcome to the 14th episode of Parents Initiative Podcast. This is your host, Leo Cologne, and I have my co-host, Rebecca Cologne, with me.
Hey.
All right, so we've been going into the core of who we are since episode 9, sharing the acronym for parents. So if this is your first time listening, congrats on taking the time to do so. And this will give you a great opportunity to catch up. Our episodes are only about 15 to 20 minutes long, and we're going to kind of take a detour this week and hit on something that I felt would be really, really beneficial at this time. Thus far, we've been talking about the awareness that we should have as parents and addressing the very things that we've been neglecting. And if we don't address those things, it will lead to a lot of issues in the home. So most of us don't like to have issues or drama. But if we continue to neglect those things, we will have some issues. So in that pursuit of trying to avoid things at times, sometimes I think we find ourselves at a place that we try to strive for perfection. And obviously, that's not something that we can attain. So what we're going to do is real quick, we're going to look at the definition to see if this is something that we could attain.
Perfection is the condition, state, or quality of being free or as free as possible from all flaws or defects.
So the question we got to ask.
That's not me.
Is this something that is attainable for us? Mm-hmm. Is it attainable for our homes? Is it attainable for any area of our lives? Okay. So is perfection attainable for anyone? Rebecca, what do you think?
Yes. The only person, and that is God.
Okay. So what do you have to?
So let's look at Matthew 5:48. But you are to be perfect even as your Father in heaven is perfect.
All right. So we are made perfect through him.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It doesn't mean that we won't make mistakes because of our nature, because of our flesh and our desires. All right. There's a scripture that talks about that we are complete in him. And if you look at what that word complete means, is whole and perfect. Okay. Mm-hmm. So with God being perfect, it would be wrong to say for us to say that he had fault. Right.
Right.
But there were some that would say, and I've heard this before in another podcast, someone said that he wasn't the perfect parent. And some would think that because, you know, Adam and Eve made a mistake, that they weren't perfect, that he wasn't perfect, that he made a mistake. And some would say that he wasn't a perfect parent, but you could read in the Bible that his ways are perfect.
Yeah.
So what is that scripture that backs that up?
It says Psalms 18:30 says that God's way is perfect. All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection.
So God's way is perfect.
Yep.
All the Lord's promises prove true. He is a shield for all who look to him for protection. So who was the first parent?
God.
God. All right. And obviously, I mean, that's something that we all should know, right? Especially if you're a believer. And in reading the first couple chapters in Genesis, you will see that he actually gave us the perfect example of parenting. Okay, and we're going to break it down. Obviously, you know, we try to keep our episodes somewhat short. So we're not going to take the time to read all of Genesis chapters 1 through 3. But we are going to highlight some key things, and we are going to hit on some key scriptures. So with that being said, I do want to encourage you to take the time to read it. It'll be beneficial to you to kind of see what we're going to, what we're covering. Okay. So as a parent, let's break this down. As a parent, we see that God provided everything that Adam and Eve would need to survive. Mm-hmm. And what did he say? He said it was good. Now, if he said it was good, it was good. He provided food. provided shelter, provided direction, provided instruction. He provided guidance, even went as far as to give clarity. You could go on and on. Okay, and you could read and see that he did everything he could to provide for them. Now, God even taught Adam the value of work ethic.
Yeah.
Okay, and he gave him specific guidance and direction, and we'll read that in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 through 17.
Yes, that says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and to take care of it. And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any of the tree in the garden, but you must eat not from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die.
So what do we see here? We see that God provided, obviously, for Adam first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He took good care of him. He gave him the ability to work. And then he gave him instruction. Mm-hmm. It's like, look, you know, this is what we need you to do. I've given you everything I can give you. It's your turn. Do your thing. But I need you to refrain from one thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So then he went as far to provide what? A companion for Adam.
Yeah.
Which I thought was pretty cool. You know, sometimes you may wish that God would have done that for you. Hopefully not. I don't know if it was wrong for me to say that, but do you understand what I'm saying?
I didn't hear what you said.
You didn't hear what I said?
The way you said it.
Well, I thought it was pretty cool that God took the time to give him Eve.
Yeah.
Created Eve.
Absolutely.
You know, and now we have to kind of make our decisions.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You wish God would have just, he did do that for you.
Oh, of course he did.
He came into your life.
Oh, thank you so much. That's right. You did. He gave me my Eve.
He did it.
Yeah, he did it.
It was up to you to receive it. Ooh.
There you go. So up to this point, everything is what? Everything is good.
Yeah.
And we all know how the story unfolds. Okay, Eve messes up, brought Adam into the picture. Okay. And that's where some people will say that God didn't have a perfect plan. But I disagree with that statement because he gave us a perfect example of what to do. And this is what I love.
Mm-hmm.
You need to say something?
Well, I just, you know, with that too, he also gave them the opportunity to operate in self-control.
Yes.
You know, and so all the different things that the fruit of the Spirit gives us, he allowed them to start out by operating in those things.
Yeah.
You know, so go on.
But what I liked is that he wasn't a helicopter parent.
This is very true.
And he didn't decide for them.
Right.
You know, I love that. I was running this morning and I was just thinking about how he allows us the freedom to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but he did his part. He did everything he could to provide and instruct and to prepare them for this world.
Absolutely.
You know, he taught them work ethic, said, hey, you need to avoid this area. You know, if there's anything I need you not to do is this. So he gave them clarity, instruction, provided for them. You know, and I love the fact that I'm not forced into a relationship with him.
Right.
You know, I have that choice and I have that freedom, but unfortunately, Adam and Eve chose wrong. So I love how it all unfolded because we see how we should approach discipline. And Rebecca's going to read Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 13.
Yes, it says, then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and they hid from the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord called to the man, where are you? He answered, I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid. And he said, well, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? The man said, the woman you put here with me, she gave me some fruit from the tree, and I ate it. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? The woman said, the serpent deceived me, and I ate.
So, Rebecca, do you think God had no clue what happened?
He knew. Yeah, he knew.
He knew exactly what happened.
He had the right questions to ask.
Exactly. And he made them aware that they made the choice to mess up.
You know, I feel like he gave them opportunity to take ownership.
Yep.
And they all blame shifted.
Yep.
They did.
Yep.
One threw one under the bus, the other one threw the other thing under the bus.
And I love that he asked questions.
Yeah.
And this is key. You know, listen to this. This is key. He asked questions and made them aware that they made the choice to mess up.
Yeah.
Like, this is something that you've brought upon yourself, and I'm having to implement this.
Yeah, because he's a God of truth.
Yes.
And he keeps his promises. And that's something I tell my kids all the time. I'm going to keep my promises, whether it's positive or negative reinforcement.
Yeah. And he said, look, this is your decision, and I'm having to do this because you decided to do something that I told you to refrain from.
Right.
You know? And it takes a blame off of you, quote unquote, because you're having to do the right thing. Mm. And they realize, hey, I made a decision, I made a choice, and I'm suffering the consequences from it. So this is the way to do it. You know, we've covered this before, you know, but in reading the rest of chapter 3, you see how God disciplined them and then he restored the relationship. Okay, they made their mistake and that was the end of it. He restored it and it was done. You don't see it brought up again.
No.
I'm not a Bible scholar, but I don't think it was brought up again. God didn't remind them of the mistake that they made. I mean, it was done, you know.
Well, they reminded themselves.
Yeah, they reminded themselves.
I mean, they weren't in the garden anymore.
Yeah. So you see how it took place. So in short,
yeah.
Okay, so this is key. Okay, we're not going to be perfect. But if it says that God's ways is perfect and if we are to follow him, right,
mm-hmm.
we see how this should be taking place in our homes. Okay, we are to provide for our children. Okay, we are to take care of them. They didn't ask to come into this world, you know, when you think about it, right?
Right.
You know, so because we brought them into this world, we should provide for them, give them guidance, give them instruction, give them awareness. And then listen, even with us putting forth the best effort that we can, our children will do what, Rebecca?
They'll decide to sometimes do the wrong thing,
They will. They will. And when they do wrong, we need to learn how to ask the right questions, make them aware of their choice because they made the wrong choice, and then they will have to suffer the consequences.
And you, as a parent, stop blaming yourself.
Yep.
Okay? You're not perfect, neither am I. But as we are striving for perfection and we're striving to do our very best, to put forth our best effort, if you've done all these things and you've instructed, you've loved, you've guided, you've equipped them, you've not neglected them, you know, stop blaming yourself and help them learn how to take ownership for what they've done and give them a way out. Show them a way that they can find restoration. You know, there's many parents out there that have, you know, kids that have like really fallen off far into the deep end. You know, maybe you feel like you've lost them completely.
You're blaming yourself.
Yeah, and don't blame yourself because one thing you're doing right now is wasting your time blaming yourself because that's not going to do anybody any good. But what you can do is love them through it, pray for them, give them a hand extended and letting them know, here, I'm here. When you're ready to make some changes, I'm here to help guide you. Connecting them with the right people, praying for godly people to connect with them. Spend more of your time praying for them as opposed to blaming yourself.
Yeah, and it's not necessarily, you know, a reflection of you being a bad parent, you know, especially when you're doing everything you can according to the word,
right,
to provide for them, to give them guidance, instruction, and to make them aware. And, you know, I was just listening to a very prominent speaker a couple weeks ago at a men's retreat, and he even mentioned how, you know, he did everything he could and his son still decided to do wrong.
Right.
You know, but he still was in his household and he did everything he could to, you know, provide for him, to give him guidance, instruction, and awareness. And I mean, this guy has a very huge church and, you know, he still had issues in his home, but he was doing the best he could. And it's not necessarily a reflection of him. It's the choice that his son decided to make.
Right. Because we all have a free will,
yep,
which is an amazing thing that God's given us, you know, the ability to choose.
So you got to ask yourself as a parent, you know, if God's ways is perfect, you know, I believe obviously God's way is perfect. So as a parent, are you doing your best to provide? Are you doing your best to give them guidance and instruction, to bring them awareness, to make them aware that, hey, you know, when you make bad choices, you will suffer the consequences? Are you making them aware of what a bad choice looks like?
Mm-hmm.
You know, bad decisions, just bringing awareness in them, you know, because we live this, and obviously we live in a world that is full of people that are not perfect, that are going to make mistakes. And just as we're not perfect, we are going to make mistakes. It's obviously important that we show grace and mercy just as we want it shown to us.
Absolutely. Because you know what? As we do that, we are modeling to them what Jesus does. You know, if we're going to be Jesus with skin on, it's definitely showing grace and mercy and forgiveness. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, we've talked about this before, when we discipline our children and implement, you know, correction, that it's done. Once it's implemented, it's done, and it's not like thrown up in their face anymore.
Yeah.
You know, we are operating and walking in grace and forgiveness. And so they need to see that from us, that if they can see that, that the Father, that's the way He is by our actions, that they will know that they have a Heavenly Father that loves them. Yeah. And they have a safe place to come.
Yeah. So this is definitely one of those episodes that you may need to listen to a couple of times. And we recommend that you do so. I think sometimes, you know, you may have heard me say this before, that we are our worst enemies.
Yeah.
We are, and we beat ourselves up more than anything else, and we serve a loving God that is faithful, that is full of mercy and grace and compassion.
Yeah.
And He wants to help you to be the best parent that you can be. And obviously we've said this before, that, you know, we're here to bring an awareness, you know, but I think our goal is to always provide scripture with that. We're not here to tell you what to do, but we're here to encourage you, to hopefully awaken you, to begin to make decisions that best suit you and your family.
Right.
And especially to walk in the purpose that God has for you.
Well, we're excited that we're able to bring this to you. So I would love to thank our sponsors, LRC Health, LLC, and Praise Family Church, for making these episodes possible. If you would like to know more about these organizations, refer to the show notes for more details.
And we want to congratulate you for listening. We do ask you to do us a couple of favors. If you could rate this episode, we really appreciate it. Give it a review. Share it. You know, there are three dots in the bottom right corner. If you're listening to this on iTunes, you could share it. You could copy it and send it to someone. Recommend it to someone. We also want to encourage you to join our community on Facebook and Instagram. One of the goals that we'll like to see before the end of the year is to have over 1,000 followers on Facebook. We'd love to build our community on Instagram as well. And one of our main objectives on there is to encourage you to sometimes maybe put a smile on your face. That's what we like to do.
Absolutely. You know, would you like to have Parents Initiative presented in your church, your Bible study, or an event you're hosting? Be sure to reach out to us through our website or social media pages. The link is found in the show notes. We would love to partner with you in helping your parents take more initiative.
And we look forward to connecting with you next week as we continue hitting on the acronym for parents. And the letter E is next week, and we'll be talking about entertainment. Entertainment. So until next week, have a great week. Be blessed.
We thank you for joining us today, especially those of you that are faithful supporters of Parents Initiative. It's because of you we are able to put this together.
If you'd like to become a supporter, you can click on the link on the description to give now, or go to parentsinit.com and scroll to the bottom of the page and click on the donate button, where you can give a one-time tax-deductible gift or be set up to give monthly.
If you enjoyed this podcast, you can subscribe, you can share it with your friends, you can click the share button, take a screenshot, share it on your social stories, and tag us at Parents Initiative. Thank you so much for joining us today.